Bone Boy Speaks, episode 763, Patents versus Gonkai.
Patents have been a reality for you know, I would say almost as long as there's been states, not necessarily like U.S. states, but countries, right? That's baked into a lot of laws, and the patent is essentially a privilege that you apply for, and the idea is that you have some sort of novel solution to a problem, and it's unique, and you apply for a period of exclusivity. And that, but you have to, as part of the application is make the information publicly available about how you did it. So you get the rights to use that invention for a short period of time or the process. But everybody else gets to use it after the patent expires, which is, okay. That I think that worked for a period of time, but in China, they're actually kind of ignoring that, and they're kind of, it's, I guess it's technically against the law. China technically has these intellectual property laws, just as any industrialized country does. But in a lot of cases, there's parts of China's economy, they're just basically ignoring them and go ahead and building counterfeit goods that use intellectual property without permission and iterating on that intellectual property and building things that, if they followed the law, the intellectual property laws, they may never have gotten built, number one. And number two, they're taking a much more time and have been more costly and whatnot. So this innovation that's happening in China, essentially ignoring intellectual property rights, may in fact create some things that the rest of the world, because they're following intellectual property laws, may not be able to create. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out and how this what the impact of it is. But I mean, China has always done, counterfeit goods come out of China because, well, a lot of stuff's manufactured in China. Who knows, making a few extra doesn't seem all that unreasonable. You're building on the shoulders of giants, right? Which is kind of what the patent system does, but it really sort of slows it down. What, China is sort of short-circuiting that, or at least part of China's economy is, and, just go ahead and building on the shoulders of giants without getting permission. And, I'm sure there's a bunch of companies that with intellectual property are upset. As a consumer of these products, I'd like to see the innovation, and because all of this stuff is happening in China, I probably won't see, a lot of it, but I'm sure the things that are really, really, that are really gonna take off will eventually make their way over here, and it's actually part of the reason why Samsung's maybe not so doing so well, like on the low end of the phone market, because China's got a whole bunch of people, but these Chinese manufacturers can crank out low end phones very inexpensively, and the government seems to turn kind of a blind eye to some of the stuff, but there's definitely they're putting stuff out there, and my guess is they're going to come out with some cool things that are eventually going to make their way over here, and IP laws be damned, I guess. So this is it's an interesting trend to watch. I think it's contributing to Samsung's perhaps downfall in the grand scheme of things, but I wish I could see some of this stuff up close and personal, but I'm not going to go to China anytime soon, I don't think. And I wouldn't speak the language anyway, so that's a whole other thing. But it is interesting to see how that happens, or what will happen as a result of that, and whether, as this article suggests, that maybe this Gonkai innovation could result in China overtaking, well, say, the Western world in terms of thought leadership. It's an interesting piece to read, and I suggest you take a look at it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.